Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm David Weiss, and here are today's top local stories. A memorial service held today in Jersey City following last Tuesday's deadly shootout that claimed the lives of a police officer and three civilians.
This was a trying week for Jersey City, and therefore a trying week for the state of New Jersey.
Governor Phil Murphy offering comfort here at the Mount Pisgah AME Church, saying we are all the sons and daughters of God.
When one of us comes under attack, we all come under attack.
The church sits only blocks from the J.C. Kosher supermarket where three victims were killed following the shooting death of a Jersey City police detective, the Reverend Dr. Stanley Hurst II.
Our hearts are broken and heavy, and we're sitting trying to recover.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in Jersey City.
Meanwhile, a New Jersey pawn shop owner faces weapons possession charges in a case related to the Jersey City shooting. Federal prosecutors in Newark say a slip of paper found in the pocket of killer David Anderson had a partial phone number and address on it for Ahmed Ahedi's pawn shop in Keyport. The Daily News quoting a federal court complaint saying when authorities searched a safe in the shop Friday, three handguns were found. More weapons, including three assault rifles, were discovered in a search of his home. Ahedi was held yesterday. A hearing is set for tomorrow. A candlelight vigil set for later this afternoon in Morningside Heights in memory of Tessa Majors, the 18-year-old Barnard College freshman who was stabbed to death last Wednesday afternoon. The vigil to begin at 4:30. Meanwhile, one suspect in custody, the other released in the death of Majors. The 14-year-old who was being questioned the fatal stabbing was released yesterday. Sources say the boy was accompanied by a lawyer, did not make a statement. Law enforcement officials declining to charge him at this point, so he was released. He's not believed to be the person who stabbed Majors. It's something many people do when going into a fitting room, taking off their rings so they won't get caught on the clothing they're trying on. A woman named Megan Miner did this at an American Eagle store, the Westfield Mall in Bayshore last Tuesday. She was shopping with her infant at the time when she went into the fitting room. She took off her wedding band, engagement ring, and a band with her five children's birthstones, accidentally leaving those rings behind. When she went back in a minute later, the rings were gone. 1010 Wind spoke with Miner today.
I know a lot of people are feeling like this is silly, like, let's just move on, it's just jewelry, and I get that, and, you know, of course, that's what I'll have to do if they aren't returned, but they hold sentiment, you know, they represent a marriage, and they represent my children, and they mean something to me.
Suffolk police say this is a case of grand larceny as they continue their investigation. Miner says all she wants is for her rings to be returned. She has posted what happened on Facebook. There have been more than 1,000 hits so far on that. She's hoping someone will come forward. The tuba, not the easiest instrument to play, but if you enjoy the sound a tuba makes, today's your day, the 46th annual Merry Tuba Christmas at Rockefeller Center later this afternoon. Hundreds of tenor and bass tuba players will lead a holiday sing-along. The musicians come from all over the country. This was first held back in 1974. It's free. It's open to the public. It's actually held in over 200 cities around the world. It starts at 3:30 at the rink at Rockefeller Center again this afternoon. Police looking for the suspects wanted for knocking down an 82-year-old man and robbing him, getting away with all of $20. Happened early Friday morning in Queens. Cops say the man was walking on George Street toward Wyckoff Avenue just after 5:30 when one of the assailants came up to him, threw him to the ground. Both searched his pockets, taking his wallet. Again, all of $20 inside. The victim was taken to the hospital with lacerations and bruises. The suspects got away, but police have released photos, which you can see at 1010winds.com. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. A fire in Brooklyn has left a 19-year-old man critically injured. The FDNY says the blaze broke out around 7 last night up in a 12th-floor apartment on Glenmore Avenue. Firefighters arrived to find a woman frantically yelling in the hallway, begging them to save her baby. The young man was dragged, semi-conscious, out of the apartment. He was transported to Brookdale Hospital with smoke inhalation and remains in critical condition. The fire was brought under control in just over a half hour. The cause still under investigation. A warning for dog lovers in New Jersey. The Monmouth County SPCA shelter has temporarily closed down due to an outbreak of dog flu. 1010 Wind spoke with Ross Lasitra, executive director of the SPCA.
Some of our dogs started showing symptoms of an upper respiratory, which is normal for this time of the year. When they weren't responding to the normal treatment that we do, it's really alerted our attention to look further into what was going on. And then all of a sudden, we realized that just about every single dog in the shelter, around 45 dogs, were affected by what was going on.
Lasitra says anyone who has adopted or brought in dogs at their shelter for treatment in the last 3 weeks needs to keep an eye on their pet since the virus is highly contagious. Dog flu symptoms include loss of appetite, runny nose, and severe heavy coughing. If your dog shows any of these signs, call your veterinarian immediately.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.